So this is going to be an archival memento for all time, which is meant to be preserved on digital tape and used for centuries to come. This is the house of Sudhir Goel and Monica Goel, and it's the 13th of Friday. It's a very fortunate, auspicious day, Friday the 13th. We're all going to be living proof that we chanted one round of japa together. All right? So, yeah, beads? Sanjeev? Okay. All right, so here we go. I'll just count to three and then we can start. And we'll all finish together. And it's all being witnessed by millions of people as they see this tape. Okay, one, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Stop. Okay, I just wanted to see if everyone was on time. I think we did it right. Was that pretty close? Within one or two beads? That means a pretty good concentrator. So we'll maybe read something. This is chapter 6, text number 6 from Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON.
Bandhur atmatmanas tasya yenatma iva atmana jita natmanas tu shatrute vartitatmana shatruvat. For him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends, but for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. The purpose of practicing Eightfold Yoga is to control the mind in order to make it a friend in discharging the human mission. Unless the mind is controlled, the practice of yoga for show is simply a waste of time. One who cannot control his mind lives always with the greatest enemy, and thus his life and its mission are spoiled. The constitutional position of the living entity is to carry out the order of the superior. As long as one's mind remains an unconquered enemy, one has to serve the dictations of lust, anger, avarice, illusion, etc. And when the mind is conquered, one voluntarily agrees to abide by the dictation of the personality of Godhead, who is situated within the heart of everyone as Paramatma. Real yoga practice entails meeting the Paramatma within the heart and then following his dictation. For one who takes to Krishna consciousness directly, perfect surrender to the dictation of the Lord follows automatically.
Hmm. Read the purport again, the first. Read the purport again. Just the purport, first sentence.
The purpose of practicing Eightfold Yoga is to control the mind in order to make it a friend in discharging the human mission.
Yeah, one more sentence.
Unless the mind is controlled, the practice of yoga for show is simply a waste of time.
Yeah. In another purport, Prabhupada says that the human, the living entity, human living entity, sometimes gives power of attorney to the mind. And that's what happens in our daily existence, that we identify ourselves with the mind, whatever state it's in, whatever state of control it's under or not under, and we give it the right to make decisions. And from a metaphysical point of view, if we look at the whole world around us and try to see what's wrong with it, we can look at it from that standpoint, from that perspective, and see that because people are thinking that the mind is the be-all and end-all, the final judge, and that means the human mind, then that's the source of secularism or lack or of un-God consciousness. I think that the mind is mine, and that whatever the mind wants to do, it can have or it can enjoy, and therefore the concept of God is relegated to a position of non-existence, because I think that my mind is the ultimate controller. Haribol, what are you doing? And benefactor of everything. So this is just the opposite, actually, of what Krishna teaches. He teaches that I am the person, I am the enjoyer of all the sacrifice, of everything that you do, of all the work, of all the endeavor that you as a human being go through, and you try to enjoy it. But actually, I am the person, Bhoktaron Jagatavasam, I am the person that enjoys everything, every kind of endeavor. People work very hard to become successful, rich, famous, or prominent, and to achieve goals. They work very hard to achieve the goals that they set for themselves. And they do that so that they can look back and think, well, I've achieved my goal. I can now enjoy all the things that I've set out to do. So that's the fallacy. Krishna says, I am Bhoktaram Jagatapasam, that I am the enjoyer. And people also, by giving power of attorney to the mind, they think that they own everything. That everything is actually, you know, everybody has a sphere of influence, they say. So the uncontrolled mind of the enemy doesn't have a limitation, nor or less thinks it owns everything. Just like when we're little kids, we kind of wake up and we think in the morning, well, it's my world. And unconsciously, as little babies, we just kind of think this is all my world. And as people grow up, they begin to think that everything that's kind of within a circle, I'm seeing it from my point of view, from my vision, and therefore I have the unique and best way of looking at things. People think like that. And so they amass all these empires, and then somebody comes along who is equally powerful, and they either take it away or they interfere or they have a big war over, you know, whether it's mine or the other person's. But still, that illusion is so powerful that people think that it is mine and that's my enemy, and this is all that I see around us is within my power to exploit and have and to enjoy as much as I want. That's, again, the mind saying all these things. What happens is that the mind is ultimately, it's one of the senses. And as in the Kapila philosophy, the mind is described as one of the senses. The mind is meant to be not only controlled, but to be offered to the Supreme Lord as an offering, as something that is an instrument for the Lord's pleasure. In the more advanced stages of consciousness, it's not just controlling the mind, keeping it subdued and from wandering wherever, whenever it wants to go, and doing whatever it wants to do and trying to satisfy it, because it's the seat of all desires, but it's actually offering that instrument. Bhumirapunalo vayu kam mano, it's one of the eight material elements. So just like everything else, we offer earth, we offer water, we offer flowers to Krishna. So the mind actually has to be offered too. And it has to be understood by aspiring transcendentalists that this is not mine. This thing that's so close to me, it's not actually mine. It's yours to do what you want with. So that's actually what mind control is. And Prabhupada says at the end of this chapter that this is the way the mind is actually controlled. Yogi namapi sarvesham. That's the real secret of controlling the mind. There's so many things you can do. Like without devotion or bhakti, you can try to control the mind by either stopping it from thinking, by starving it, by not giving it anything to do, by not giving the senses anything to gratify, by, for instance, like not talking. There's so many things. Or to go to a place where there's no opportunity for anything to happen, like up in the Himalayas or out in the woods or someplace like that. But as it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the mind is so restless that it is more difficult to control, Arjuna says, than the wind. So we can just imagine, you know, what chance is there of anyone controlling the wind? You can not only even control it by stopping it somehow, but by even the slightly changing its direction, you can't even do that. It's said that if a hurricane changes its vector, just 1/100th of a degree, it can miss a whole state. I mean, it can either go up the Atlantic coast or it can go right through Carolina or Potomac. So, I mean, and no one has the power to change that little movement. No human being has the power to change that. So the mind is considered to be more difficult to control than the restless wind. And yet, the Bhagavad Gita is asking the conditioned soul to control the mind, and the best way to control the mind is to involve it in the process of bhakti. That is, to make, like everything else, to make everything an offering to Krishna, whatever you do, whatever you eat. It says in chapter 9, Ashnami Prayatatmadaha, everything should be offered to Krishna. Yad Karoshi Yad Ashnasi Yad Jajahosi Dadasi Yat. And so the mind is so dear and intimate that if one can understand how to offer it to Krishna, then it becomes purified without any separate endeavor of controlling it. Some people have just spend their whole life trying to control the mind through some artificial process. But unless there's an object for the mind to dwell upon, to repose one's love in, which is always there in the heart and the mind of everyone, then it cannot be actually controlled. Just temporarily it can be controlled. And Krishna also says, Bhaktaram Jagatasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Another aspect of the mind is that one thinks that one can be the ultimate counselor, benefactor of everyone, the resolver of all conflicts. But Krishna also claims to be that. He claims to be the person who resolves all conflicts, reconciles all differences, and therefore he claims to be the best friend of everyone. So that's another fallacy that the mind kind of falls into, that one thinks one can be the arbiter of all disputes, the resolver of all conflicts through the mind. So this is built up and built up over the years until we have had, like in the field of science, the Darwinian followers, the neo-Darwinians and the neo-Freudians, they think that they know what's going on with the mind and with science and the world about us. And the neo-existentialists, so they're philosophers, they're religionists, they're psychologists, they're scientists, the new philosophers, the new religionists, they've all carved out some, they're like the different rishis and munis. They've each carved out a new way of looking at the universe. And the history is that one mind supersedes the mind before it, and then in order to be successful, another mind has to come along and supersede the one who just superseded the last one. So that's the nature of the mind. It's flickering, it's difficult to control. It tries to gain ascendancy over the previous mind. It has control, and ultimately the living being thinks that he or she, because of the mind, is the ultimate controller. So read the next sentence.
One who cannot control his mind lives always with the greatest enemy, and thus his life and its mission are spoiled.
Yeah, so sometimes there's some aphorisms about being locked in a cage or a cell with a snake, with a cobra, deadly snake, or in a similar situation where fire, or there's fire. There's no way to put out the fire, and there's no way to conquer the snake. And this is what living with the uncontrolled mind is meant to be, or living with the enemy. It's something, some force, or someone who will never be dissuaded in its determination to kill you or to cause you unlimited or endless anxiety, distress, and difficulty. That's what living with the uncontrolled mind is like. So when it is said in the verse that the mind is the best friend or the worst enemy, this is the meaning of the worst enemy. And how is the mind the best friend? In meditating, which is kind of what this chapter is all about, Dhyana Yoga, the mind is given very strict parameters as an offering to Krishna. Here's the mind, so what do we do with it? So Krishna claims that you can meditate on my form, my paraphernalia, my pastimes, my words, my instructions, my followers. You can actually the mind can meditate on these things. Once Prabhupada wrote a letter to a devotee, one of his disciples, who was a student at Oxford, and he wanted to know how the mind can be used, because they were encouraged, as we all are in education, to use the mind fully and to be creative, to be aggressive if necessary, and to use one's imagination, to be thoughtful, to try to see things from many different angles. So Prabhupada wrote to him and said that you when read the Bhagavad Gita, and when it says in the 10th chapter, I am the taste of water, you should meditate on how Krishna is the taste of water. Not just accept it blindly, Krishna is the taste of water, but just meditate on that. And so the mind can be preoccupied in such a meditation for forever. One can meditate upon the activities of the Lord and his relationship with the Gopis. So here Prabhupada's talked about the human mission. What is, you know, what does he say about the human mission? How do we execute the human mission?
To carry out the order of the superior?
Yeah, read the whole sentence.
The constitutional position of the living entity is to carry out the order of the superior.
And it says something about the human mission.
The purpose of practicing Eightfold Yoga is to control the mind in order to make it a friend in discharging the human mission.
Yeah. So it's become popular, and we've talked about it in our own circle, about having a mission, our mission statement for an individual and for a group. So here Prabhupada is identifying what the human mission is, or he's at least alluding to. Well, here is the human mission. So the human mission is not to remain human or humanistic, the way we usually think of human behaviorists or humanity. That humanity should be uplifted and perfected, and life on earth should be perfected. But a transcendentalist thinks that I should not have a human body. I can have a human-like body, like in a spiritual world, but not a human body. So the human mission is actually to engage in tapasya and to enjoy from within, to enjoy internally spiritual things, tapo divyam, and to engage in those kinds of austerities that lead us to understand that real happiness is not in this material world or within humanity as such, but in the spiritual world. In other words, humanity becomes what it's supposed to be when it's acting on the spiritual platform. When I first met Prabhupada, he said, you have to understand what the spiritual platform is. And I had no idea what he was talking about, how you could come to the spiritual platform and make decisions. So that's what we're really all about, is trying to learn what the spiritual platform is and how to come to it and how to be transcendental to human existence. And that's really the human mission. The human mission is to cross over, so to speak, the darkness of the material world and come to the spiritual world. Right? Are you trying to cross over the material world? So maybe you can say something about this first, just a couple of sentences.
Crossing over.
Crossing over the material world.
I think it's sweeter than when the world goes down something spiritual.
Samasrita, yeah. That's true.
To cross over this material ocean of tension must
take shelter.
Take shelter of the seat of Murari.
Yes, that's very good. This is another time when Prabhupada specifically mentioned what the human, it said the mission of the Hare Krishna movement. He wrote it, and I have it written on his handwriting. And he says that the mission of the Hare Krishna movement, and then underneath his, he quotes from that famous verse by Lord Brahma from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should, samasrita ye parapala vapula, one should take shelter of the Supreme Lord named Murari, who is the enemy of the Mura demon, and who is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon. One should take shelter of the boat of the lotus feet of such a Lord. And when one takes that kind of shelter, then he can cross over this material world very easily. And the great ocean of material miseries becomes like the water that's contained in the hoof print of a calf. And such persons have no anxiety because their goal is Vaikuntha, the place where there is no anxiety, not the material world where there is danger at every step. So Prabhupada wrote that as the mission of the Hare Krishna movement. So we can make the material world a little bit better, maybe even a lot better, but ultimately it's not the natural place for the soul to be existing. Soul can only be satisfied like the fish in water when it's in the spiritual environment, spiritual atmosphere. So in our book on the environment, Divine Nature, we wrote that we can try to make the environment clean and nice and beautiful and comfortable and not wasteful and everything. But ultimately, the human will never be satisfied in the material world. He'll never actually be happy. So he has to learn how to cross over the ocean of nescience. So in the material world, we are, as like the Christians say, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We live in it, but we don't consider ourselves products of this material nature. Actually, Krishna says, aham bija pradapita, sarva yo nisha kontaya murtaya sambhavantiya, that he says that I impregnate nature. So all of us are actually existing because of Krishna. And then according to the type of nature we're born in, we come out in different sorts of bodies. Different types of bodies. Right?